trouble hearing.
Well, if he can hardly hear at all, you say he's
stone deaf, almost deaf.
And what about if you go outside and it's hot and you come in and you're all
sweaty?
You say, look how I
sweat.
And what about if you had a little place on your, a little discharging sore on you? What would you call that?
A boil.
And if it had a lot of little cores in it, would you call it something different?
If it had a lot of what?
A little centerpiece, you know, a little, a boil, you know, has a place in the middle. If it has a lot of those little places, would you call it something different?
Yes, come on, like a sisote. Yes, that would be a different name. What? Yes, give it to me. What? No. No, otra clase de grano. Como un, like a tacote, sisote.
What do you call a boil, the stuff that comes out of it?
Pus?
Any other names for it?
No.
It'll make your arm do what?
Swell? Infection?
And if it's already, you say, I have, my arm is real
swollen.
And what about if you have a blister, the stuff that comes out of that, what do you call that?
The water.
When's the best time to break a blister, to drain it?
When it's full, I imagine, when it's ready to burst.
Have you ever heard any special time to do that?
When, like in burns? In burns, you have to burst them the minute they get water.
Why is that?
Because of the pressure to allow it to dry.
Well, if you're in a war and you get shot or something, you have a bad
wound.
And if the wound, if you have a place, you know, you have to get it burned out because
gangrene.
Well, it didn't heal right. It has that white granular stuff around it.
Yes.
You ever heard that called anything? Some kind of flesh?
Dead flesh or what? No.
Have you ever heard of proud flesh?
No.
And if you cut your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
I'd wash it real good.
Do you keep something in your medicine cabinet with a skull and crossbones on the label?
Methylate, yes.
What about
iodine?
And do you keep some little white tablets that people used to take for malaria?
No.
Never heard of any of those?
Quinine? Yes, I've heard of them.
And if somebody's trouble, you say, oh, it'll come all out all right, so just don't
worry.
And
threat.
What do you call the disease that, you know, you get, people get when they get old and their joints are hard?
Rheumatism, arthritis.
Is that the same thing?
Almost.
And what do you call the disease that the children used to have a long time ago and that has big sores in their throat?
Typhoid? No. Angina blanca, what would it be?
Diphtheria.
We call it angina blanca because your tonsils would get white, probably, we suppose.
And what do you call the disease that makes your skin turn yellow in your eyeballs?
Hepatitis.
Well, have you ever heard something else, another kind of disease, makes your skin, your eyeballs?
Malaria. That makes you yellow. Jaundice.
What are the parts of an egg?
The yolk, the shell, and
what color is the yolk?
The yolk is yellow. And then what? Anyway.
Do you call the other stuff anything? That,
yes.
That white part anything?
Yes.
Do you call it the white or anything like that?
Probably the white of the egg.
And if you have to
¿Qué más se dice?
Egg white.
Pues sí, the white of the egg.
She's very simple.
And